You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training has begun, and for a couple of teams, that means that they get to play in a brand new facility. That includes the Houston Astros, who are now sharing a place with the Washington Nationals in West Palm. Let's talk to Brian McTaggart about that. I'm Allison Futter. Tags, let's start with a new facility, actually, since I brought it up. So what? Tell me about it. I mean, it looks so shiny and bright in that logo when you first come in is just gigantic. So just your first impressions of the new place.
It's definitely nice. I mean, it's still very much under construction. I mean, you're out there and you hear the popping of catcher mitts and hammers and saws and construction workers are mingling with in between players and people carrying ladders and hard hats. So there's equipment all over the place. So yeah, I mean, it's still under construction, but the parts we've seen and the parts that are close to being finished are really nice. The Astros should be very proud of it. I mean, we got a tour on Monday, and the weight room is unbelievable. It's huge. It has a cardio deck. The clubhouse is about the size of the Minute Maid Park clubhouse, which before, as you know, in Kissimmee, they had a tiny clubhouse that was had two different sections. There are 10 TVs in this clubhouse. There are TVs everywhere. Technology's everywhere. I mean, there are touch screens. The bullpens and the batting cages are wired for cameras so the Astros can, take video instead of having to have someone stand there with a tripod. And the fields look great. I mean, there are two main practice fields that the grass just looks terrific. And one of those has the dimensions of Minute Maid Park, which means the short ball in left field where the Crawford boxes is. And there are four minor league fields that all kind of back up to each other, and there's a watchtower in between. So, if there are four things going on, front office can get up there and kind of watch all four. And, again, those are going to be cameras and all that stuff. I mean, it's really nice. They have a long way to go, but it's really nice. Haven't seen the stadium yet. The stadium is still fenced off, still under construction. So we got a couple weeks till we get in there. But the players all seem really thrilled with what the facility is and what it's going to become when they finally get it finished.
Okay, so that's kind of what was my question was, that there was just all this talk about how it's not done yet and is it going to be ready to go? And, I kind of laughed at that because it's just not that hard to really build a spring training field. I mean, it's not like there's 42,000 seats going in or anything like that. So that is that mainly where the rest of the construction is that is not completed yet? Is that like on the main field, the stadium?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the stadium, the seats are all in, the field is ready, the outfield, the berm, the fence is all outfield fence, or there are advertisements on the outfield fence. They're scaffolding all around, like the suite areas, the press box areas, a lot of the concession areas. That's the part that is all unfinished. So, parts of it look like it's close, and then you look at all the scaffolding, and you're like, wow, it's not close. But as far as you walk in the Astros front lobby, and today they were, as we talked, they were putting in a desk that hadn't been there. And then there's a guy walking with a ladder, and fire alarms go off for testing, and the power gets shut off for 10 minutes while they do some tests. And there's just all those little things going on. Guys with saws cutting marble and tables. And we were in the clubhouse today, and someone had, a worker came in with a giant ladder and was doing something on the ceiling. So it's just weird how the players and the construction workers just kind of mill around and do their own thing, and they don't seem to be getting in each other's way. So that's a good thing.
Okay, well, moving on to actual baseball, a little bit of news today. Evan Gattis had a little anti-inflammatory injection into his right shoulder, which is a throwing shoulder. So I guess that's kind of a wait-and-see approach, maybe not too alarming at this point.
Yeah, Evan didn't seem to be too alarmed by it. He just said the shoulder was sore, and he had the injection. He did hit. He's going to hit again tomorrow. He thinks maybe in 1 or 2 days he'll start throwing again. And, you got to remember, this is a really long spring training. With the World Baseball Classic, this thing's a week longer than before. So, I think I don't think this is serious. I'm sure they're not going to put Evan back there until he feels 100%. But talking to Evan just briefly right after we found out he had this injection, he seemed to blow it off and didn't think it was that serious. And we all know he's a tough guy. So as of right now, I don't think it would be any reason to be alarmed for the Astros.
And you talked to Dallas Keuchel today about, and he had some interesting revelations just about maybe what his health status was a year ago as compared to today. So what did you learn from him?
Yeah, Dallas, was pretty candid. He said basically that he showed up at spring training last year, did not feel good. His shoulder didn't feel good, and that he felt that, the team needed him. He felt he needed to battle through it, and he tried to battle through it all year, pitched with his shoulder discomfort. And what it was ended up being some inflammation in his rotator cuff. Now, he finally told the Astros in August, and we all know he was shut down at the end of August, but he tried to battle through that. And he says if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't. He would tell them he didn't feel good, but he knew that they were counting on him. He knew that he needed to try to take that ball every fifth day and pitch through it. But, I mean, one of the storylines from last year was, wow, Keuchel's velocity's down. Is he hurt? And, we would ask if he's hurt, and he would say no. But, his velocity was down maybe about a mile per hour on all his pitches, which, is pretty significant, especially for a guy like Dallas who relies on his control and doesn't throw real hard. He needs every tick of velocity he can get. So, it's a comforting for the Astros to know that, he's here now and he feels healthy. He's thrown five times in the bullpen. He says there's no problems. He really hasn't cut it loose yet, so he's not sure about the velocity. But for those looking for reasons why Dallas Keuchel wasn't Dallas Keuchel last year, I think there it is. He pretty much hurt all year with that shoulder and just tried to pitch through it. So that'll be interesting to see as we go along if once Keuchel gets in to games and late in spring training, if he's the velocity's up and he feels like he's back to where he needs to be.
Yeah, it's interesting because he was a little grumpy last year when he would read anything or hear anything about his velocity being down.
Yeah.
And he was, it sort of piques your interest because you're like, okay, he's either getting a little bit out of shape about this sort of needlessly because he knows it too, and he doesn't know what to do about it, or because he's hurt. So I guess we have that answer now, but I always felt like it was because maybe he had just lost a step and was mad at a reporter for pointing it out. But it seems that he was just maybe being a little extra sensitive because he was hiding an injury.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, he said today, if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't do it. And, Dallas is a great guy to deal with, a fun-loving guy, and dealing with him just a couple of days of spring training, even just the way he's acting seems like the Dallas of old. I mean, he seems relaxed. He seems like he's having a good time. You can just tell he feels good. He was joking with reporters today. He said one of the reporters asked him, so was it just rest that helped the shoulder? He's like, no, I went to Antarctica, and, I needed some cold, and I went swimming with polar bears. And one of the reporters was like, really? He's like, no, not really. So he was joking around. He was back to the old Dallas. So hopefully for Astros' sake, he's back to the old Dallas on the mound as well.
Yeah, I always say that Dallas Keuchel is like the perfect major leaguer because he's like the super nice guy off the field, and then when he gets on the mound, he's not a very nice person, which is exactly what you want in a major league player. So that's good to see that he's back to his old self. So let's end this with one more topic. I'm going to pick the extended netting at Minute Maid Park. The Astros announced that they're going to extend that netting all the way from across the length of the dugouts and lower it for batting practice, which I think is a great idea. And Reed Ryan had an interesting quote, I thought, and it makes perfect sense. It's really only makes sense now because of the way that people are kind of attached to their smartphones. So they're not, 10 years ago it was, you have to pay attention to the game, and now it's like we can't make you just pay attention, because people can't stop looking down at this phone no matter what we're doing. So it's almost like they have an obligation. Now they really can't justify not having that extended netting.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it. I know that the reaction has been mixed on Twitter after I tweeted out the story. Some people were like, yay. Some people are like, this is terrible. But you're right. I mean, the all this ballparks now have this super fast Wi-Fi, and you can download apps to, Twitter, how engaged fans are on Twitter. And, yeah, people, like it or not, are looking down through phones a lot of times during games. And, people get smoked. We've seen a couple of scary instances at Fenway Park over the last couple of years, and every year at Minute Maid Park there's one or two scary instances where someone's hit by a ball or bat or so forth. But the net is going to be the length of the dugout. It's going to be 12 feet high, so that's pretty significant. They are going to lower it pregame, so fans that want to come down and get autographs and bug the players and all that, they're still going to be able to do that, and I think that's very important. But I like it. I sit in the press box, and I don't pay the high money to sit behind the dugout, but I tell you what, if I'm ever down there during a game and I'm sitting above the dugout and I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I would not want to sit right above the dugout with no net. I mean, people don't realize how quickly that ball gets on top of you. And I know if I had a seat down there, I'd feel pretty good about it now. And And they, you know, the bottom line, I mean, I've watched games through nets my whole life, just like you from the press box. We're always behind a net, and you don't even think about it. And I think that'll be the same for the fans down there. Now they can do it and watch their phones and get on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I never want to sit down there. If I go to say hello to somebody, I'm so paranoid. Like, I won't stay if it's right behind there. I remember last year when this was, like, kind of becoming a controversy. There were a lot of people that were getting smoked at spring training games. And the excuse that just made me roll my eyes and retch is that they're going to lose business. The teams can't do that because people aren't going to renew their seats behind the dugouts, which is ridiculous, because if those people don't renew their seats, I don't care what market you're in and how bad your team is or how good, you'll sell those seats the next day. I mean, that was, to me, like an insult to my intelligence, that I was actually hearing this as an excuse why they wouldn't put up that netting, because they're worried that there's going to be empty seats behind the dugout, which does not happen. So I guess teams are wising up to that a little bit.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, it's not going to take anything away from the game having to look through a mesh net. Like I said, you won't even think about it after a while. And when a line drive comes screaming up and hits that net, I think they'll be pretty happy it's there.
Yeah, the most expensive seats, by the way, in any ballpark are right behind the plate, and those are behind the net. So, you know, I'm a little, like, leery of these dramatic reactions to this. So, anyway, not that I'm holding back anything. Tag, I've taken up enough of your time. So thank you very much, and I will see you in Florida soon.
Okay, see you there.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.